Blog Talk Radio.
You, what's popping, y'all? PSA. Hip hop, man. What's cracking, y'all, man? Battle rap is so lit right now. Whether it's for good reasons or bad reasons, I don't know, man. It's been a wild 2-3 weeks, to be honest, man, of battle rap, man. I'm waiting for the guests to call in here right now so we can chop it up. Hold on. back on live. Y'all already know what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's my guy right here, man. We go through it sometimes, but it's my brother right here, man. I've been interviewing this brother since 2014. Man, Brooklyn in the goddamn building. Y'all already know the vibes, man. Alpha, what's good, man?
How you doing, sir? What's going on, bro?
Phoenix, sir. How you doing?
I'm great. I went on clothingstore.com.
Yes, sir. Oh, Lord. Nice one. Nice Alpha.
No, y'all, let's go ahead.
You, my man. So you know the vibes, man. Alpha, let's go ahead. Is this boxing match really real?
Well, yeah, it's real. Why do people think it's not real? Like, what the fuck is it? Like, what's making people think it's not real?
Damn.
I think by now you've seen Disaster tweet about it.
Fuck. That's true.
I'm thinking so. You've seen Disaster tweet about it. I've been promoting this shit. What would make somebody think it's not real?
Okay, let's go. Let's take our time here. What's the ramification, sir, with this boxing match? Are you the main event? How many rounds? Are you training? Like, pause? Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not a pause.
Definitely training. Definitely main event.
Smoking bulky stuff? Black and mild like you always do, nigga?
Cut down drastically.
Okay.
Cut down drastically.
Are you looking forward to this?
Say it again.
Are you looking forward to this?
Of course I am.
Minus the payday. Minus the crew rate.
Crazy, yo, Letterman. Why are you asking me crazy questions, son? What's wrong with you, son?
I just want to test your temperature.
You're tripping.
I was testing your temperature.
Are you looking forward to this? What the fuck, nigga? I've been looking forward to this shit for 6 years, nigga.
Damn. What's going to happen after the match, though? I don't got disaster. No disrespect, man, but I don't got you in this match, bro. For a multitude of reasons why I don't have you in this match. How many rounds?
No, I need to hear these reasons. I'm really curious.
Oh, you want the reasons?
Two. Yeah, I do. Definitely.
I mean, go back to King of the Dot situation. That situation alone, what happened in Cali and in L.A., is a main reason. Number two,
Why is that the main reason?
That's one of the main reasons, sir. If I want to do a top five reasons why Math Alpha, I think he's going to win that match. And going into that boxing match like a barbarian,
You're saying I'm going to win or I'm not going to win? Which one?
You're going to win. I got you winning. Sorry, Diz.
Oh.
This is not D-Roddy either because my brother and I go through wars off air that y'all never know about. But you know what I'm saying? It is what it is.
I mean,
and
like I said, I'm going to say this one more time.
Look at us,
I don't know if Disaster's listening. Don't say you hurt yourself in training, bro. Don't come up with that excuse last minute. We're not going for that. Let's get it. Let's get it, man.
How many rounds, sir?
3-4.
We can't close them. 3 or 4? Okay.
Yeah.
2 minutes, 3 minutes. How are you doing this? 255.
3 minutes.
Who else is on this call?
It's kind of like a battle. It's funny. It's crazy.
It does sound like a battle. Yeah, it does. It does. It does. Who else is on the call? Hitman. Is Hitman on this?
I cannot confirm that at this very moment.
What about?
But I will say Danny, definitely on there. Versus Bangs. Bangs, I believe, is ex-Golden Gloves. So if you were sleeping on Bangs and you thought he was just a funny rapping-ass nigga, yeah, he'll probably knock blood out your head. So that's what it is.
You're a West Indian dude and a Brooklyn nigga. What you know about boxing? You're just a brawler. You're just a hood nigga. That shit's like, what you know about boxing, Alpha?
You know, I've trained before.
Okay.
When I was about 9 years old, I studied Wushu. I mean, a lot of that shit go out the window when you're in the heat of the moment, but some of it is retained. Like, if you was to try to put me in a lock or something like that, I definitely know how to get out of that and break a couple of your fingers at the same time.
So it's there. It's always been in me. I've always wanted to train for a fight. But this is like a dream of mine. You know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, this is gonna be by the end of this year, man, like the overall accomplishment of this year.
The Mass Hoffa Revenge Tour, my G. That's what we calling it, fam.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop.
Yeah, I kind of like it. When I first heard it, I was like, I don't know. But you know what? Because it's not all revenge. It's just settling things. You know what
yes.
I mean? So I can go into 2020 clear. Clear. But there's so many different elements to things that changed this year for me that I'm just looking forward to what else is going to happen. Like, the universe is working its magic in my favor right now, and it feels fucking wonderful. Wonderful.
You seem to be at a peace and a calm. Am I right on that?
Yeah.
In a good space?
I can say there's a few things that I can attribute to that. I removed a lot of negative people from around me. I removed a lot of negative thoughts, negative habits. You know what I mean? It's the constant feeling of just expecting the worst. Some people do that. You run a routine every day and you don't even realize it. Yeah, you wake up in the morning and you're like, I don't want to go to work. My boss is probably going to yell at me or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, you run a routine of expecting bad things to happen. And when they do happen, you just feel like, it's just my life. You know what I mean?
Well,
I found a way to kind of change my mindset, to kind of guide it. And things have been changing. It's a great thing, man. I hope everybody gets to experience a year like this in your life. A year like a movie. This shit has been a fucking movie for me.
Your life in a movie. Since we've known Math Hoffa from streets to battle rap, you know, you never let the streets are still in you, but we watch you, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think we know what comes of Math Hoffa. Your life is like a movie.
But
I always say, like, you're like the Joe Budden, Eminem, or battle rap, in the sense that we feel like we know you. We know your story. You put it out there for us. You know what I'm saying?
Well, the crazy thing about that is, as far as the street shit, there's no way that anybody online could actually know that story. No way.
Right.
But I get the assumption, and I do get, like, certain information I put out there. Some people choose to believe it. Some people don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, I spoke about my daughter a couple of times in my battles. In the Marv 1 battle, I said something about her. In the Heavy Half battle, I said something about her. But I don't think people really paid attention to that. Like, what did this nigga just say? You know what I mean? And like I said in the face-off with Jones, the fourth part, the night before the battle, I was able to, you know, get reunited with her. And after I battled Jones, went out there, spent some time with my baby girl. It's been wonderful.
Are you expecting the same outcome after the boxing match like you and Jones had?
I don't have any attachment to the outcome. I
that
just know
like
what
outcome.
My intention is. You feel me?
Sir, the last time I spoke to you was before the Sirius-Jones battle, and I was telling you the same way Jones felt about you is the same way you felt about Disaster.
But it's not. But I always knew that wasn't true. I don't think that me and Disaster could have a battle like me and Jones did.
Well, to be fair, hold on, before the bullshit, that battle was dope, fam. Like, niggas don't ever really talk about that. Like, you and Diz was put on a fire battle for us before the BS.
Yeah, we definitely did. It got overshadowed by some negativity.
Right.
Like, I don't think people are thinking about Dark Life's first round now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nobody's saying, oh, that was a real good first round. You know what I mean? Nobody's talking about it.
Right.
Are you so surprised? It's kind of overshadowed. Even though the battle itself has about maybe 2.5 million views, I don't think that, you know, people didn't latch on to that. Well, some people did, or 1.5, 2.5 million views, but there's a lot of people who think of that situation and they think of a 1 minute clip instead of an hour long battle.
Are you surprised Disaster is willing to take it there, to go in the boxing in the ring? Obviously, a good purse, probably, but still, besides the purse, you know.
Well, I've learned to not underestimate Disaster. So,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a surprise to the people, but I think that he has a goal within this too. So,
okay.
It's going down either way. December 21st. The tickets and
wow,
the pay-per-view are available
Christmas.
Right now. I got the trailer on my channel. If you click in the descriptions, there's a link for the tickets. There's a link for the pay-per-view. Cop that while you're there. Subscribe. Check out my expert opinion. That is my podcast. It's been doing pretty good, you know.
I love the episode. I watch it. I watched the whole hour and somebody changed with you, Snake Eyes, Knowledge of God, my man Mickey Sacks. Just last night, man. Love that. Love what you're doing with the podcast, dude. Good setting.
Thank you,
good vibes. You know what I'm saying? I keep it in the G, you know what I'm saying? Even though Snake Eyes ain't really want to talk too much.
All right, Snake Eyes, I see you out there, my G. You a real New York brother. You ain't want to say nothing. You just playing low. Nothing, boy. I'm feeling you, fam. But let me ask you this. Do you think y'all can pound it up after? Because, listen, for all the talk everybody was doing, why is ARP booking this Math Jones battle? This is crazy. Are you bugging? They're going to go crazy. Are y'all watching the face-offs? I was so shocked, Math, to see you and Jones piece it up. And I guess because I'm old head like myself, like, dog, like, I know people are like, oh, you know, people saying why y'all pounded it up after that and whatever, and Jones, when the towel hits you, he said sorry to you. Like, it was like, people were so picky, man. I didn't look at it like that. I was just like, wow. For y'all two brothers to piece it up in front of us after the battle, and then I'm watching y'all on Hip Hop Is Real, I'm like, these niggas need to do a 2-on-2 next. Like, that's the problem. Like, are these brothers going to do a 2-on-2 next? That'd be dope. But did that mean something to you, though, for you and him to finally get over this shit, though, man? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. See, it's my belief that the opposite of hate is not love. You feel what I'm saying? Hate and love are pretty much best friends. You know what I mean? They hang out in the same realm of an extreme emotion. Now, the opposite of an extreme emotion is no emotion, which is indifference. So you can always flip hate and you can always flip love. That's why I think the statistic for husbands and wives killing each other is higher than the statistic for the strangers doing it. You dig what I'm saying? Because that love can get flipped to hate. And, you know, in this particular situation, whatever hate I felt like was harbored in this situation could be flipped. It would just take the right circumstances. And fortunately, we had the right circumstances. I'm not saying, yo, Jones is my best friend, this, that, and the third, but see where we were at after the battle to where we were before the battle, I know it was like there was a sigh of relief that went through the culture. Like, wow, this is dope. You know what I mean? And the irony of everybody thinking that we were going to fight, and then the following week at a URL event, there's a fight, and I just happened to be, me and him just happened to be there. It's funny. Real funny.
I see you in the cart in the back. You doing your Brooklyn-ish. You just chilling, watching the festivities, like you said, on Mike's with a penny. I'm just sitting there, like, all right, I'm watching this person. I'm watching, like, you know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, that shit was crazy. That shit was crazy. You know, shout out to Luke,
probably,
shout out to Cal, shout out to Bridge, shout out to Top. Y'all get past it, man. Y'all get past it.
Briz, you just can't be telling people that you didn't know. You knew, nigga.
You're not buying that? You're not buying that?
You knew, nigga. Come on,
you're not buying that?
You knew, nigga. Cut that out. Let's cut that part out. Like, no. You knew, nigga.
What if he really didn't know, man? Like, I'm not trying to make devil's advocate, but I guess I am playing devil's advocate. Pardon me. What if he didn't know? I mean, I knew. You know what I'm saying? I'm not on front, and I'm not on IG, but I knew about it because I'm paying attention to what's going on in the culture. Is this almost like you're supposed to know because of the person you're battling? Is that why you're saying that?
I think that, you know, you, to a certain extent, you do some research.
Right.
You know? And I think that,
I mean, you go back to the post of when he actually spoke about it. So many people knew. Even I left a comment on that post. You know what I mean? And for you to be following the same amount of people, well, the same people that are in the culture who are probably giving their condolences, you know, for weeks.
I did.
To not know? You just completely dodged this information. You can't tell me you didn't go down your timeline on Twitter and you didn't see like a little rest in peace, no nothing?
Right.
Nothing?
Right.
Come on.
Would
bro.
You take it there? Let's say if
and
you
then,
do that.
And then you're teamed up with T-Top, who is a repeat offender when it comes to shit like this.
What you mean by that, Hoff? A repeat offender, fam? What you mean?
Oh, we got the Chicago. We got the, I forget.
Kanika?
The young lady's name. Chicago, right.
Kanika?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
We got the Tech N9ne line. Like, come on. Come on. And then why would that line hit like that?
Yeah.
Why would that line? Because if you judge like how it was set up,
that line was a punch.
Hmm.
Now,
let me ask you a question.
That's not just some random shit you say. You know what I'm saying? Arsenal probably
you know
that
funny?
Randomly and not know. Like, if it was Arsenal, I might be like, you know, you probably didn't know because Arsenal just raps like that.
We can't get on crazy if Arsenal passed
over. And he's a repeat offender, too. I'm not going to lie. He's a repeat offender when it comes to that shit, too.
Okay.
But,
So let me ask you this, Hoff. Where's the line at then? Because people say this is battle rap, this is what you signed up for. If it's not in the contract stipulation saying, okay, you can't talk about Mavs, rest in peace again to your brother, my condolences, your brother. And let's be real, Mavs, I think the way I know you and the way you move and the way you was talking about your brother on social media, I could see you doing the same thing that Mook did, though, B, and I think it would happen quicker, I think. Not condoning that,
rest
doing
in peace,
that.
Georgie. Like, rest in peace, Georgie.
Rest in peace, Georgie. Facts.
But I made sure that I told people when I had battles around that time, don't talk about it. I was telling people don't talk about it when he had cancer.
You got it wrong.
You dig what I'm saying? You know, let's not act like, nah, I can't buy that. It's hard. Yo, it might be a slight possibility that it could be true, but it's really hard to buy, bro. It's really hard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
So where's the thin line at? Okay, is there a date when you could talk about somebody's passing of a relative because this is so fresh on Mook, and then Arsenal says that all the time and said the same thing to Mr. Fab. In Oakland, in front of
before there was a conversation of,
okay, gotcha.
I'm a gold there.
Right, okay.
He won Mr. Fab. He probably knew ahead of time he's going to go there. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying, yeah. Makes sense.
So, I just can't follow that. You know, it's my expert opinion. That Briz definitely knew. They both knew.
Wow.
They just didn't know the type of effect it would have. And I think that saying the line, and I'm not trying to make anybody the bad guy, because let's keep it real. This is something that people do in battle rap. Riz versus Arsenal was such a good battle because they have similar styles.
Yeah. And Riz took it, they were awesome. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So Arsenal probably would have, I'm not saying Arsenal, you know, would have done it, but that's some Arsenal shit. That's the, that's of their style to do. I think it was Mook's responsibility to say, yo, this is off limits ahead of time.
Okay. Got you. But let me ask you a question. Are you thinking, are you, as a, it, not to be Mook's lawyer, but are you thinking in your brain that you have to say that, bro?
And I have to say what?
Like, be sensitive about that kind of subject, about my mom's passing away. Like, you have to put that in a contract stipulation for you not to go
yes.
there. Like,
yes. Okay. Yes. Hell yeah.
I was just saying common courtesy. Yeah. That's all. Their moms, I wouldn't take it there. I ain't talking about nobody's kids or the. I'm not a battle rapper, so.
Yeah, I mean, but that's my style. I'm not gonna talk about your kids. I'm not gonna talk about no dead family members. I don't need that to beat you. I don't harbor that type of hate in me for anybody that I battle or that type of disrespect. Because I wouldn't like somebody to do that to me.
It's not personal, huh? There was a time
where Arsenal said my son's name in a battle, and I asked him to take it out of the footage. My response, my initial response, you could see it on camera. You watch, I think it was either the first or
that's
second round
done,
that he did that. Yeah, and you see the footage just clip. And I walk away from him. I put my hands on my head, and I walk back. Because that's not something I want to have to deal with in this culture. Every battle, somebody saying my son's name. Now, the karma to this now, Arsenal had a daughter, and motherfuckers is going crazy with that.
Yeah, they're taking it there. They're taking it there. They're taking it there. They're taking it there, man. Ah, man.
And
you know what's funny?
I'm sure you'd be on stage like, you know what? I don't like this shit either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know how if I interviewed the brother that was rocking the orange shirt? He was part of Biz's entourage.
Zayd,
yeah. I interviewed him last night.
This nigga's like a superhero.
Right.
Orange shirt man.
Orange shirt
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Calico sock all the day. Orange shirt
man. Oh, man. You know what's funny, I didn't really rock with Calico's song too much. Oh, man, that shit sound different to me now, fam.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy,
am I
right?
Wrong? That sound different to me now, boy.
And it came
you
out to
mean?
That
like, yeah, I think Calico should perform it at the next battle rap event. They let Lux perform. They let Cal perform that. I think that would get that place lit.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that song by now.
Facts, facts, man, facts. You know what's wild? Because I'm not the biggest Murder Move fan, you know what I mean? And I was riding, I like Kyle, and I was riding with Briz and T-Top. I wanted to see somebody bark on Move because I felt like no one's...
I heard a rumor that there's going to be a Rookies versus Vets too. I think me and Mook should battle on that card.
Yeah. You know
that's
I want to see battle?
You didn't catch it.
I got a name right now for you.
That's a bar. You didn't catch it.
That's a bar? But I got somebody in a rookie I can see battling.
No, I'm saying we should battle each other on Rookies versus Vets, too.
Ah, this man. Come on, fam. Well, who's a rookie?
You just caught on?
Yeah, I just caught on.
You kind of killed it, bro.
I killed it. I didn't think you were taking it, Alf. I didn't think you were taking it there, brother.
Nah,
it's
just jokes,
mean?
Bro. It's just jokes.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
But I wouldn't mind seeing you ace on me about it.
Nah. Not doing that.
Jesus Christ. All right.
I like Ace, but I'm not part of this new shoulder bumping culture. I'm not part of that.
Was that out of bounds though? Trying to do that to Snake? Like, what are you thinking when you see that? When you're like,
To each his own, man. I mean, I saw that walking through the door. I flew back from Miami that day. I went straight to the event, and as I'm walking through the door, I saw the shoulder bump, and I was like, whoa! I thought the event was about to be over. Nope. The new day and age in battle rap.
That happens in 2011.
I was telling Snake on the show, 10 years ago, battle wouldn't have been over.
Oh, man, I said that shit would have been over. You Chambers.
Yeah, but you're looking at motherfuckers just dunking on each other and shit now. Like,
I mean, not to say I started the dunking. I got dunked on Ill Will in the 2-on-2.
It wasn't like, oh,
you know, I didn't push him out of the way and shit.
I'm not a fan of the dumpster house. I ain't gonna lie to you, fam. I ain't really. Too much theatrics in that to me. You know what I mean?
I mean, you've been watching battle rap for such and such amount of years. I think after a while, it's not just the bars anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like for me, certain bars that make the crowd go crazy is like, okay, all right. I've just been in this shit long enough that, you know, certain shit is not gonna, you know, make me go, oh, that was crazy.
I'm the same way now, too. Certain things I see fans go crazy, I'll be like, shit ain't really hit me like that, fam. I don't know, I guess. Watching this shit too long and recapping battles, like, you know what I mean? So I don't know, man. Do you think there should be a part 3? Because Cal and Mook sound like they want to, Cal especially on Twitter, sound like he still wants this battle to happen, part 3.
I don't think Briz wants to do a part 3. Not yet. It's still a little, you know?
You're
There's
the
a
best
lot going on around
ask,
this whole thing.
Hold on, fam. You're the best person to ask this. You've been through everything in battle rap, the highs, the lows, everything. How do you think Briz is feeling? And you've been through so much with Jones, Disaster, Dose, all that kind of stuff. You know what I mean?
You know, I wish I had his number. I would have called him.
Wow.
I would have offered him some help as far as damage control. I definitely would not have told him to say he didn't know. The only people that are going to ride with you are diehard Briz fans. The rest of the culture is going to be like, nah, you lying.
Sway was very vocal, I can tell you that, boy. Sway been very vocal, man. Sway been. Shout out to Sway, man. He been, oof.
Yeah, he's been cooking a couple of people over this whole thing.
Yeah. I'm surprised you haven't really been saying nothing. Because you always get on people like,
Yeah, but I'd be a super fucking hypocrite to hate what happened to me and then try to put somebody else
gotcha.
To it.
Gotcha. I'll tell you that. Him being incognito for a while, is that good for him to lay low? I think it's Twitter. His man told me last night his Twitter account, he didn't delete it. It got suspended, he said.
Oh, suspended? So he was probably saying some crazy shit. I mean, I think that this is where you got to play the politics game. Regardless to however you feel, you got to dead the situation. You got to dead it, or you just got to stand firm in what you did and be hardcore with it. Those are your two options. You can either say, yeah, I said it. It's battle rap. Get over it. You know what I mean?
That's not my
and
word.
People
that
say, you know, people might
nice
have
word.
Their – but this is what I'm saying. People might have their – your stances on it, like, I don't like that, this, that, and third, but that just means they're going to watch your next battle even closer. If you really want to play the politics with you.
Right.
Briz's next battle is probably going to be the battle, if he does one soon enough, is going to be the battle that people tune into the most.
And you're saying that off experience yourself, right?
Yeah. If he doesn't hide, you can't hide from this shit when it happens. You can't hide. They'll destroy
you. Was there a part of you with all the stuff you've endured in the culture? Like, was there ever a part of you that wanted to quit? And part two question. I know you told me before you went to a dark place. You told me that numerous times you've been to a dark place but you still was out here though. You were still on social media, still doing interviews, you were still, you know what I mean?
I gotta say this. Since I started battle rap, let's see, I've seen my friends die right in front of me. Still had to be a part of the culture. My daughter disappeared for damn near 9 years. Still had to be part of the culture. You know what I mean? Like, I've been through drama. I've been through, you know, street shit. I've been through slander. I was pretty much slandered for a whole year. And people still continue to this day to not acknowledge the great things that I do, but to acknowledge, you know, the scratches on
maybe not bad, but just negative stuff, like maybe stuff that people pointed the finger at you, like you said, slander.
Right.
I mean,
but it's all a part of learning. You know? It's all a part of learning. So it is what it is. You just can't hide. If you hide, you give them the power to chase you away.
Right.
You give them the power to say these things. There are people that are in Briz's corner right now that are just waiting for a tweet. Those are the people you got to hang on to right now. If you're not there, they can't keep fighting for you if you ain't going to fight for yourself.
Wow. Why am I hearing that from everybody? Like, nobody wants to say nothing. I get it. You guys have a fraternity, so you guys don't want to make your brothers look crazy. But in the back of y'all minds, because you're being swayed, a lot of people talking, a lot of battle rappers saying, I don't want to hear dudes talk about certain things in their raps no more. Ray, like, is it like that, though? Like, are we at the point now that certain things might have escalated in the building or certain things that we didn't see on footage or things that we saw on footage?
Let's just keep it real. Not everybody in battle rap is a tough guy. Not everybody in battle rap is a gangster. Even some of the niggas that's throwing up gang signs are not really about that life.
I've been saying
in
that.
In reality.
But you know what I'm saying? I've been saying that before Saturday's event. That I've been feeling that way. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, I felt this way for the longest, but it's entertainment at the end of the day. Now, it is damaging because people want to halfway believe you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There are people that don't want to believe you, and there are people that want to halfway believe that you're, you know, when you say these things that you with it. But here's the thing. The battle rap coach loves to hear about it, but they don't like when it happens.
That's true. That's very much true.
You know what I mean?
Because
you could rap about punching somebody in the face for 3 rounds. Don't do it. You could rap about shooting motherfuckers.
Should've.
Don't go outside the venue and do it.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah, because there's always this talk about, a lot of these battle rappers, the coulda, shoulda, woulda dudes. You know what I'm saying? Coulda, woulda, shoulda dudes. And then when something pops off in a negative light, then it's like, y'all hurting the culture. And then it's like, we're playing both sides of the fence there. We're asking dudes to get crazy. But then when they get crazy, we're pointing fingers at them and saying, how could you do that? How could you mess up the venue? How could you mess up the people that's watching this? The coach is not going to move forward. You know what I'm saying? They always say that kind of talk. So it's like, you know what I mean? Because, man, to be honest with you, I used to hear horror stories about y'all. Before I even knew you were, I used to hear all y'all NYB dudes to get down at these events back in 2010 or 2011. Y'all were going deep and make dudes feel kind of uncomfortable, so to speak. My coach was telling me that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling my brother watching. You know what I'm saying?
But to be honest, a lot of what you heard wasn't the crew. It was me.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying that to try to take credit. I mean, it is what it is.
Right. your hands, I don't know. I just love it, man.
Yeah. But as far as like shit actually happening,
right?
You know, right. I have to eat that.
Mm.
Like, you know, when I got banned, I don't think it was just that incident isolated. It was like, we also know
a multitude of things.
We also know about this. We also know about this. We also know about this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, yo, you're just doing too much. The sponsors is not feeling it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
You still love the culture?
Do I still love the culture?
You've been doing it so long. Before the cameras, you've been doing this. So it's like, you know what I mean?
I love the culture, but I don't have the same view of it as an everyday fan. You know what I mean? Like, all right. This incident went down. So many people talking. And I'm just sitting back like, you know what's going to be real funny when some of you guys are in the same position? Because when it happened to me, I was like, yeah, laugh now. Some of you niggas is going to go through the same shit. Watch. And look what's going on.
Can you handle the backlash? Can you handle the backlash?
Right.
Like, let's see. You talk about your thick skin now. Let's see.
Yeah.
When you get memes.
Nah, you got to deal with that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. In your
battle. The jokes. The memes.
Right.
Yeah, the memes. Your next battle. Yeah.
You got to listen to people rap about who did what to you, your next battle. You got to listen to people rap about what you didn't do, your next battle.
Yo, I gotta give you props, Hoss. You a thick-skinned brother, boy. You went through a lot of shit, boy. Niggas say it's funny you say that because I'm saying that because, you, like I said, your life is like a book, and everybody goes to the same format of battle, and you're like, oh, here we go again, this, that, or that. The stigma, you know what I'm saying? Once you get the stigma on you, can you handle that? And you weather the storm. And I want to see if a lot of brothers can weather the storm. Shout out to Briz. Shout out to T-Top. I really want to see them weather the storm. You know what I'm saying? I really want to see them. Because I like those brothers, man. I watch your brothers and T-Top, man. Those guys are the new veterans to me. You know what I'm saying?
For them, it's, right now, you got an opportunity to show how strong you are.
Mm.
You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
Same way Mook was supposed to stand there and listen to that bar. Let's see you stand there and listen to Mook bars your next battle.
Right. I wouldn't mind seeing Briz and Mook get it on. I don't know if that happened on one-on-one. I wouldn't mind seeing that. I think if the URL weather the storm a little bit, and then, I don't know, propose Briz and Mook.
I mean, there's an alternative to all this. They could always go to Battle Rap Boxing. Settle their difference.
Nice plug. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's funny, the orange shirt dude told me last night he went by, I don't know if he hit you up.
Why you calling him the orange shirt dude, man? His name is Zay, bro.
My bad, Zay. Pardon my G. Pardon, fam. My bad, brother. My bad. But he said
you should sell orange shirts from now on. You should sell orange shirts.
Wow. Yo, he was saying he wanted to shoot the fair one with Rex or Calico last night.
With Rex or Calico?
Yeah. In fact, him and Calico was going back and forth on social media about that, but Cal was like, nah, fam, I ain't trying to do that whole thing. I sort of exchanged that.
Yeah. Well, it's got to be a mutual, you know?
Yeah, it's got to be a mutual thing, of course.
Otherwise, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah.
But now, so how does this work? Are these guys going to be on the same card together?
Do we got to start limiting the entourage? Is there got to be a limit now?
You said a limit? A limit to the entourage?
A limit of the, you know what I mean? Like, you usually have 2-3 dudes with you, I think, right, when I see you. When I see you on stage, it's the same dudes I always see behind.
But if it's
Cal
needed,
came
it's
with 30 deep.
I just needed Dismore.
Looking around the premises, man. Looking around the premises,
right.
My G, I'll tell you.
Right.
There you go.
You can't put anything past people nowadays.
Yeah. You've been very supportive of an individual that I just can't. I don't see it. I think he's good for promotions. That's all I think he's good for. I don't really like him in battle rap. He does nothing for me. Respect his music back in the day. You dapping up Snake Eyes on my expert opinion because Snake Eyes saying Cassidy is going to be Arsenal. I'm not buying that shit at all, man. I'm sorry, my brother. I do not have Arsenal 3 zipping this, man. 3-0 him instantly.
Instantly. 30. Listen, I just feel like with all the people that, I don't really dig a lot of people coming in this culture and trying to snatch a check and just break the fuck out real quick. You know what I mean? Like, I think we should give Cassidy some respect. This is twice in one year. Who expected to see that? Nobody. Because or everybody else
piss,
did it,
bro.
Came in and got the fuck out of there.
Well, Math, you don't think he shits on a lot of y'all? Not you per se, not pinpoint Math Hoffa, but a lot of your peers, a lot of your colleagues, a lot of y'all dudes who put blood, sweat, and tears when he was acting like he was doing his music thing. Mook was acting like he was beneath this shit. You know what I'm saying? You was in the field, my nigga. Like, the first you are relevant is you and Rex. Like, y'all moved this shit. No shade to Mook, no shade to
Rex.
Right,
but let's be real. Mook turned around, he did the same shit.
I've been saying that.
He turned around and did the same shit, bro. A lot of the vets got fucked up. A lot of the vets got fucked up because the battles that were expected to be next didn't happen because motherfuckers was being too bougie. Or asking for a fucking arm and a leg when the culture didn't have an arm and a leg to get.
Right, at that particular time, right? Right. Just don't be liking him acting like he's doing us a favor, or like, dog, a promotion.
I just respect the fact that you went through what you went through with Goods, and now you're back. You're going to get this thing right.
Mass, I don't think he beat you.
That.
I don't think he beat you. I don't think he beat Arsenal. I don't think he beat Surf. I don't think he beat Cortez. I don't think he beat DNA. I don't think he beat Verb. Hitman, I go a list of. Long your list of dudes, he would get dirty by them, in my opinion, bro. And I like Goods, but Goods ain't the most lyrical dude, even though Goods is hard to beat. I would say that. But you're facing a dude that people got named Mount Rushmore? A dude that's going to be in your face?
I think regardless of however you feel, the culture is going to be tuned in.
That's
and we're going to see
I am too, man. Facts.
You know
facts,
what I mean? Right.
Facts,
exactly.
Facts.
So he's just doing his job, bro. That's it. He's just doing his job.
I just want the ball
to
sound good, man.
If he came in
all
humble and all
that
shit, nobody would give a fuck. Like, let's think about it.
I care about the bars,
like, you know, I got respect for all these battle rappers. You know what I'm saying? I think that Murder Mook is the greatest of all time. I think that Loaded Lux, what he does, is incredible. And one day I want to be like that. You think if he came in like that, anybody would give a fuck about his battles? Nobody would. They'd be like, what? What this nigga, what? What?
The bars, though, man.
You know, hopefully I can get around against my next opponent. You know, who the fuck wants to hear that? Motherfuckers are supposed to talk about
that. I don't
want to
hear that shit, man. I don't want to hear that. I've never heard any of y'all
talk
like
that, bro. I think that we get shit kind of twisted, man. Like, I'm sure back in the days, you was a Cassidy fan, bro.
Of course.
All right,
of course, my G. That's not even no.
All right. Let's not destroy. So, I mean, Goods doing $3 million in a month. It's not something he could do by himself yet. That was
Cassidy. I just think he's delusional, man. I just think he's delusional.
It's cool.
I just can't do the delusional shit. I just can't do the
delusional. I remember
sitting
in face-offs with motherfuckers saying they was going to whoop me. And I'm thinking to myself, you're delusional. I'm going to 30 you.
And everybody believed these motherfuckers, like, yeah, you know, this thing's gonna wash, man. And then, oh, shit. Did we just see a 30? That's the news right after the battle. Did we just see a 30?
Right.
Did this nigga really get 30? Yeah, he got 30.
That's what we would say after the Hollow battle. Like,
it was
for
cool.
Niggas is singing that kind of
cool.
song after the Hollow battle.
It's cool. I got no problem with delusions. I got no problem with delusions. It's all about what's going to happen on that night. It's all about what's going to happen on that night. You feel what I'm saying?
You think
that's what it
battle
is?
Battle rappers are jealous of him? If you make it sound like people are jealous, if you think battle rappers are like really jealous of him, I don't feel that way.
I think it's kind of gay that everybody goes at him at the same time. Like, I think that's kind
of
gay.
Man, because of the shit he be saying, son. That's what he be saying, some of the wildest shit. He be like,
I'm right cool if he ain't say your name, shut the fuck up and watch the show.
He blocked me, man. So he blocked me. He don't block me. It's cool. I don't blame him, too, because I be like, man, I don't believe that shit you be saying, fam. I don't even try to hear that. I should be like, not better than none of these dudes that have been here putting in pain, man. These niggas been putting in pain for all these years. These niggas put brick by brick of every, like, event, battles, interviews, moments,
yes, and
bars,
still can't do 3 million views in a month on YouTube.
That's because he has a...
Still
that's
can't.
That's because it's a different fan base, man.
Still can't.
It's a different
fan base. The person
bringing,
like Cassidy, I feel like, is drawing more attention to the culture.
He is. I have no problem with that. I salute that.
It's a synergy that's going on. We're synergizing with Cassidy and his audience. Let it happen. Don't make his audience hate battle rap because battle rap hates him. You know what I mean? Like,
we don't hate. Nobody hates him, man. We just want to work on the flow and the delivery, man. That's all, bro. That flow and delivery. All right,
so let's say Cassidy shows up and he got it. He figured it out.
I got to give it up, man.
You got to give it up.
Yeah, I have to. I have no choice.
Cool.
But to give it up.
That's it. That's all you can ask for. That's it.
That's it. Listen, I hope he does good. So I can be like, wow, Cash, all right. You know what I mean? I don't think he's going to do good, though. Whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would love to get you and Cassidy on my expert opinion. I would love to get y'all niggas in the same room. I would love to get y'all niggas in the same room.
Did you ever hear my back and forth with him? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, I couldn't sit through the whole thing, bro. I couldn't. Even though it was probably like, it was like, what, like 10 minutes?
When is 12 minutes? He hung up on me. He ghosted, blocked me after that.
That's kind
of. Put my name in a bar. He wasn't even fire. At least Cassidy, you going to diss me, my nigga, in a battle. Nigga, sound fire, at least, my G. Come on, at least diss me good, bro. See, let that man. He's not that man. I was like, oh, come on. What are you talking about? Dude? Right. So how many battles you having this year?
How many battles I'm having in
September? I'm looking for the year 2019.
I'm about to throw on my running shoes. It's raining out, but I don't give a fuck. I'm about to go for it. You know what I mean?
You got to get ready for this. I want to see you in Geechee. I would love to see you in Geechee. I would love to see you in Surf on RBE.
I heard Surf made a comment the other day that he would never battle because he saw Sirius Jones battle. I just find that funny because I saw his Ava battle and I didn't feel that way. And it's definitely not even the same situation. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. I think motherfuckers got short memories. They got real short memories. Especially when you can't remember a third round. You got real short memory. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
That's crazy.
RBE got to make that happen, I think, though. If Surf makes an RBE debut.
Yo, to be honest, I don't really have the, you know, there was a time when I wanted it, when I wanted to, like, battle Surf, but, like, I really don't give a fuck about it anymore. I don't.
Got you.
Because it's I've said too many prayers for this nigga to come home from jail or survive. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of vested in this nigga doing well at this point. I feel like him battling me is not going to be a good thing for him. Like, I just feel that way. You know what I'm saying? But What you mean?
Yeah, I'm just too.
What you mean it's not gonna?
I can imagine your angles. You're gonna try to. Oh God, that's.
Nah, I'm just saying, like, you know, you hit the oh shit, Surf got shot. Pray for this nigga. Oh, Surf got locked up again. Pray for this nigga. I was playing, man. You know what I'm saying? So now it's like, do I want to battle this nigga? I done said prayers for this nigga to be okay. Like, I don't really give a fuck about this shit no more. And then you never know, because you might be cursing him. Booking a battle with Surf might put him in a predicament where he don't battle you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, sure. Come on. Y'all really go with the liability thing? Like, Cassidy said Surf's a liability.
And I kind of agree with it, because if you think about it, it's like Surf and Iron. He couldn't do that. And he got, you know.
I didn't want Surf to battle Iron.
Everybody was looking forward
my
to
guy.
Gun Titles versus
it was spooky though.
Loaded Hollows. That didn't happen. It's like, you know what I mean? It's like, do you really want to waste your time writing for something that might not happen? Do you really want
to? I see him in RB talking on social media. They know, you know what I'm saying? Like,
they've been talking for years. You know what I mean? And the talks become more frequent when he needs lawyer money. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers done got you figured out, bro. You go to Case, you started calling everybody out. We know what it is. We know what it is.
Are you shocked?
I hope you see your way through that. I'm going to pray for you on this one, too.
Oh, boy.
Pops, crazy.
Are you shocked you and J-Rock never battle?
Nah. Not really interested in that either.
Nah, you have a rock.
Nah, bro, you see the gear I've been having? I think that this is the type of shit that I wanted. Battles that I wanted. Tay Rock is like, nah, I don't really have much I want to say to him. Even with recent events and how I feel about shit like that, I still don't feel like
let's
I want to battle Tay Rock.
Let's
you know what
I mean? I want to ask you, when you say you feeling certain things, are you saying, and it's not a real talk here, no bastard to K-Rock, I rock your rock, but sometimes, and I said this on a blog before, K-Rock are cordial together, he declines me to come on the show. I don't know, some things I might have said that he didn't like, but I never said anything on the malice intent. I think one time I said I didn't like the fact he's always inviting people to his private parts, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't really like that kind of talk, and especially of your stature, your face of URL, so to speak. To me,
well,
like,
we can see
that
Tay-Rock picked up a lot of things from Surf, and that used to be Surf's thing.
Nah, I disagree with that. I've never seen Surf like that.
Nah, bro. Always. The Surf is, he said it to me on fucking Twitter before. You know what I mean? And I just rebutted, like, yeah, I guess that's how you got in the game. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, man.
But Surf been doing that shit for years. Not Tay Rock.
No, not the angry time. Like, so I be looking angry sometimes, and when I see him on IG and he's talking about sticks and he ran down on Buddy, I never see Surf really do that. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like Tay Rock, you're at a point in your career where before we gravitated to you, you know what I'm saying? Before the when you bought the
humility
and all that, he was very humble.
Maybe he doesn't feel like he needs to be humble anymore.
But why, when you're the face that you're already not battled at, like, to me, that's 10 steps backwards by, you know, I like T-Rex. I got a problem with Rex also. Like, I don't be liking all that. Yo, actually, nigga that took the chain with the LA fam. Like, yo, nobody want to hear that. And I always say this. I've been saying this for years, man. Maybe tell a Brooklyn dude. A lot of even people like you, I always say this about you, Math. Even when I always think Math, all the Math's a bully. When you talk to this nigga off air when he's on social media, 90% of the time, this dude is joking around unless you get crazy. The same thing with Calico. The same way I feel about A$AP Mean. Like, I'm saying that. You notice the brother I'm talking about. You do know they with the shits. At any particular time, shit can go left. But they don't wear that on their sleeve all the time.
Yeah.
You just know when shit goes left, it's going to pop off. Like, Cal is a... Cal, you know Cal better than me. So I've never seen Cal
act like on some rah-rah, tip. You know what I mean? And then you see him.
The only time I can say he ever did any rah-rah shit was when he did that. Look, man, if I'm in the same spot where Dose is at. And I was like, come on, bro, we cool. Why are you doing that stupid shit? You know what I mean? Like,
so I'm at this one, yeah.
Right.
He's looking at the position where you wanted to.
So that's when I tapped his chin. I was like, yo, come on, see? We cool, man. This shit ain't about nothing, man. It's, come on. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, yeah, man. I was like, we cool. You ain't got to do all that. Just rap, nigga.
No, I'm just saying about Rock. I just feel like sometimes you don't need to do that when you solidified and you're an older spokesman in battle rap. Hey, speak time. Like, man, come on, son. You know, I don't want to be talking like that, bro. Maybe I'm older. I'm older talking. My bad. Well, shut up.
To each his own, man. Some people advertise. Some people, it's the best kept secret. You know what I mean?
Bad Boy with Silence, Brooklyn shit, Biggie Smalls.
You know, Nas said it a long time ago. I never brag about how real I keep it because it's the best kept secret.
Facts. Here's a question I want to ask you. Suitsurf recently wrote a book, though. You ever thought about writing a book?
Definitely. I actually have something that could be a book. I wrote a movie. And I could easily convert that into a book because it's long as shit anyway. You know what I mean? So
I think about your personal life.
I don't think that book is about his personal life, but a book about my personal life.
By you, though. Yes, about you.
I have to
personal life, man. I'm not saying personal, but just the trials and tribulations, ups and downs, how you got into battle rap, you know, how you were as a when you started rapping. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the movie I wrote is it has bits and pieces of reality, of my reality in it, but it's just under a different character's name.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I've definitely thought about that. You know what? Congratulations to Surf on, you know, once again expanding his brand. I think that's dope. Not just stay home, nigga. Shit. Stay home. Stay out of trouble, nigga. Put one of them books under your shirt next time you step outside, man. Like, protect yourself, bro.
Would you
all the fans out there, I do want y'all to support stuff like that. It's very important to just support battle rappers expanding their brand. You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's how you get bad battles when motherfuckers feel like that, and this is it. And they just lose the love for this shit.
You know, we always hear about battle rappers making music and stuff. Do you think your project last year that you did with Under the Radar, that it didn't grab air like it should have? Because I always say when you and I recap your project, I felt like it was a movie, listening to a movie, so to speak.
Yeah. I think,
People, it didn't get enough attention that it should have.
I think, yeah. I mean, not necessarily because there are fans that listen to it. I still get a check for it. But could it have expanded more? Yeah. But I can't say that you never know what could happen. You know what I'm saying? Like Reasonable Doubt was an album, was Jay-Z's one album that didn't go platinum, and he released it after, like, what, 7-8 albums later?
Yeah.
Just so it could.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you never know. I think my next project, when I continue to make, you know, records or whatever, I think people will go back and be like, well, let me check out some of his old stuff. But ACMD2, I have to release that. I'm going to release that on iTunes, Tidal, all that shit. That to me was one of my best projects.
Shout out to Method Man.
I know there's a lot of battle rappers that got records with Method Man, but just remember where that came from.
For first, I ain't gonna hold you, though. I ain't gonna hold you. That's a fact.
You know what I mean?
But yo,
see it out there,
the first
but just remember where it came from.
Sam, I remember you were
going hard with the music, ACD Part 1, Summer Madness 1, and you're going to fly somebody out, fan out, I think. Remember that?
Right.
I remember them days, man. Yeah, I remember them days, man. God, I miss those days. Damn.
But, you know, the thing for me is I had to learn to get past certain shit. Like, I don't think people understand the impact of your daughter disappearing out of your life. And I was dealing with that all those years.
Wow. Yeah, that shit can mess with a man's mental, you know what I mean? Heart and mental, and just...
You just feel like a loser. You know what I mean? Even at your highest, you feel like a loser because there's this one piece that's so important.
Something
that you don't have.
Yeah, that's a fact, man. That's a fact. Plug the boxing match again, man. December 21st.
If you're going to get tickets, do not be in the front row if you're scared of blood.
Oh, boy.
There's going to be spatters, all types of shit.
Are you saying this is going to blood you up, man? Is that what you're saying, my nigga? Are you saying this is going to put blood in your mouth, my nigga? Is that what you're saying, bro?
No, I'm saying he's going to bleed. He looks like a bleeder, don't he? He does look like a bleeder, though. Like, you look at him, like, you could just see his nose just running. Like, oh, wait, stop the fight. Oh, shit.
Well, hold on. You think the timekeeper, when they go ding ding, are you going to be too hyped and too over anxious?
No.
Are you worried about that at all?
No. I think that the moment that people expect me to be the most emotional is when my emotions shut off.
Mm.
That's the difference between me, because I understand the opposite of love and hate is indifference. So I can't hate you going into a situation. I have to feel nothing for you.
Right.
And that's when you're going to get the worst me.
We don't want that no more. We get off that. You got to say it like that, my G. God, you said that with a lot of venom and a lot of chestnuts.
It's a boxing match. I could talk like that. It's not a battle. I could actually talk about, I'm going to punch this motherfucker in the face. Do you want to see me punch this motherfucker in the face? Do you want to see him attempt to punch me in the face? Cop the pay-per-view. Get your tickets. You actually get to see two battle rappers throwing punches that really fucking count.
That bar. That's a bar. Hoffa, I appreciate you as always, my dude. You know that.
As always. Again, I'm going to keep stressing this to the people. Check out my expert opinion. You know what I mean? Three Letter Man checked it out. He's like, yo, it's the best show in battle.
My man, I'm a subscriber, number one. I'm a notification gang. Notification gang member here. You know what I'm saying? Let's be clear on that. And let me say this also. If you're a battle rap fan, why would you not subscribe to his? That my expert opinion is probably, besides that, a champion. That's a very important thing for battle rap, because I'm going to say this. We need battle rappers like Math, who has stories, who knows the culture in and out. Who's going to tell Math, no, I'm not going to slide through to come chop it up? Come on. We see Mickey Fax, Snake Eyes. Shout out to my man, Knowledge of God. We see Debo in there already.
Especially at a time where my peers are the most active. Have you noticed
Facts. Yo, I would like to see you, Surf, Hitman, and Verb for 2 hours on my expert. God damn! And Rex.
Nah.
And Rex. And Mook.
I don't know.
Lord.
There's certain people that's just like blacklisted. You're not going to get on the show. I don't think so.
What's our relationship on that? Is it like we ask each other? What is it with you and Surf? Is it daps? Is it a slip in the air? What is it?
Nah, bro, it's love. It's love. You know, I fuck
love
it. You know what I mean? Let's not act like I ain't been talking like this for years, but you will see video footage of me and Surf just, you know, standing around talking with each other. You know what I mean? Like, cool shit. Mm-hmm. It's cool shit. Mm-hmm. I got nothing against any of these guys. Any of them.
If you can give advice to Jack Boy Maine, what would you tell him?
Don't hide. Look, whatever position you're in, JC was once in. I was once in.
He never choked though, fam, for 3 rounds though.
Who, JC?
You've never
choked.
But
there was a time where JC wasn't doing that good. And look at him now.
Not for 3 rounds though, fam, where it's like we grabbing our face like, fam, what are you doing right now, Jack? You have an opportunity, bro, to battle John John. He dropped the ball. You are real. I'm not Jack. I rock with you heavy, my guy.
These situations are opportunities for him to learn from them.
Got you.
And let's not act like, you know, Jack Boy on band wasn't electric.
He was solid.
You know what I mean?
Solid.
Whatever piece of
electric.
You like that would solid. Like to see him do better. We at this point, the reason why Jack Boy even gets these chances is because people want to see him do better. He's just got
to
take the initiative to be better.
But, Mass, you're from a different era. I think if you came up under this era right now and you're in the same class with a Jack Boy, you're going to be like, fam, you get opportunities to battle 09 with Lux and with all these other dudes, and you dropping the ball, fam, against John John and with Cassidy and and Goods, and then you get a shot on franchise with Lux and all the other dudes in the car. Matt Alva's in attendance, Rex is in attendance, all the big. This is not no respect to Virginia and all that DMV area, but you ain't gonna see the big dogs in attendance that heavy like that in that event. You gonna see them in Queens, Matt and the chill in the back. You gonna see these brothers in there, and it's like you don't want to do something to redeem yourself, for the fans, for your peers, for the big dogs, the veterans that pay the way.
I think he does. I think he does, but he's just at a spot where he hasn't decided yet.
Right.
Once you decide.
I like Jack too, man. I like him, man.
Yeah.
That's the thing, bro. I rock to him, man. I don't be saying that from a malice heart and be like, oh, Jack, get out of here. Right. Come on.
When
man.
I walked in the building, I didn't even know what happened with Jack, boy. I took pictures with him and all that shit. I found out later, like, what?
Yeah, I see you with the chain. I see you looking at the chain like, you know, fam. Jack, you up there taking pictures with Hoffman, talking to Hoffman while Snake Eyes and Ace up here battling, my G. What's going on, man?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
That's
crazy.
So we want to see him. Yeah, I do want to see him do better, though, bro. I really want to see him do better. Last question, Geechee or Twerk?
Geechee or Twerk?
Yes. Which takes you?
Neither.
What's that? That's what it is. Highlights of the business. Shout out to my brother, Matt. I'm from Brooklyn, as always. Y'all know what it is, Matt. You know what it is, my brother.
Salute.
Easy, man.